Dataset deduplication speeds up LLMs. The challenge of dataset deduplication remains a critical bottleneck for large language model LLM fine-tuning, as near-duplicate data can lead to degraded model performance and wasted compute. Rensa, a MinHash library written in Rust with Python bindings, tackles this by delivering blazing-fast deduplication. The recent update adds support for cMinHash, a technique that reduces the number of required permutations from k to just 2, as described in the seminal cMinHash, Reducing K Permutations to 2 paper, and OptDensMinHash, which efficiently handles sparse data by principled densification strategies. Benchmarking on a 100,000-row dataset with 256 permutations, cMinHash and rMinHash clock in around 5.5 seconds, while OptDensMinHash takes a bit longer at 12.4 seconds. For comparison, the widely used DataSketch library lags far behind at over 92 seconds. Accuracy among these methods remains nearly identical, meaning that Rensa's speed doesn't come at the cost of deduplication quality. The result is a toolset that can dramatically streamline data preprocessing pipelines for anyone fine-tuning LLMs, especially at scale. The open-source library is available on GitHub and is already drawing interest from the Llama model community. Capabilities and hurdles. Multimodal LLMs, models that process text, images, audio, and video, are rapidly evolving. Minglite Omni, a newly released open-source model, aims to match GPT-4o in modality support, offering unified perception and generation across all major input types. Built on a mixture of experts, MoE, architecture with specialized modality routers, Minglite Omni supports context-aware chat, text-to-speech, and versatile image editing, all without requiring separate models or task-specific fine-tuning. Its design leverages dedicated encoders for each modality, fusing the resulting tokens within a single framework. Notably, Minglite Omni also supports both audio and image generation, and its technical report is now public, inviting further research and development. Meanwhile, practical hurdles remain for those seeking to fine-tune or self-host these models, especially with vision support. For example, users attempting to fine-tune DevStraw with vision capabilities encounter issues like missing mmproj files, which are essential for Mistral-based vision models. The community is still searching for streamlined documentation and best practices for integrating and extending vision support within local LLM servers. On the deployment front, users seek self-hosted AI systems capable of reviewing and generating code artifacts, e.g. bash scripts, Ansible playbooks, README files. The demand is for privacy-preserving, Dockerized solutions that can leverage both local and online LLMs, highlighting the appetite for robust, developer-centric AI assistants that respect data sovereignty. Specialized reasoning, datasets and models advance. Logical reasoning remains a cornerstone of robust LLM performance. The Synlogic framework addresses the scarcity of high-quality reasoning datasets by synthesizing diverse, verifiable training data across 35 logical tasks, including Sudoku, Game of 24, and Arrow Maze. Each task is equipped with parameters to control difficulty and rule-based verifiers, making the data ideal for reinforcement learning, RL. On benchmarks, Synlogic outpaces previous open datasets, surpassing DeepSeek R1 to DistillQuen32B by 6 points on the BBH metric. The dataset scalability and generalization to math and coding tasks mark a significant leap for training reasoning competent LLMs. In the chemistry domain, EtherZoo, a 24B parameter LLM derived from Mistral and further trained with RL, demonstrates English language reasoning and molecular structure generation using Smiles notation. While its IUPAC name support remains limited, EtherZero is a step forward for AI-assisted molecular design, offering open weights for community exploration. On the research side, the Fractured Entangled Representation, FER, hypothesis challenges the assumption that better model performance always leads to better internal representations. By comparing SGD-trained neural networks to those evolved through open-ended search, the authors find that SGD models often develop disorganized, fractured internal representations, which may harm generalization and creativity. This insight pushes for new approaches in representation learning, especially as models scale up. Document and data processing new tools emerge. Efficient parsing and chunking of multimodal data are becoming essential for enterprise and research workflows. Unsiloed AI has open-sourced its Chunker, a tool used by Fortune 100 companies to ingest and process documents in formats like PDF, Excel, and PowerPoint. The open-source release invites contributions and bug bounties, underlining the increasing reliance on robust, community-driven pre-processing solutions for large-scale AI deployments. For document OCR, MonkeyOCR introduces a triplet paradigm, Structure Recognition Relation, SRR, to outperform both modular pipelines and large multimodal models in English and Chinese document parsing. With a 3B parameter model, MonkeyOCR delivers best-in-class accuracy on English documents and significant improvements on complex structures like tables and formulas. It also boasts a multi-page processing speed that surpasses both modular and end-to-end competitors. However, support for photographed documents is still pending, and deployment scaling remains a work in progress. In the realm of style transfer, Sholab's omni-consistency model and Comfy UI integration allow one-click application of style-agnostic consistency to images, leveraging paired stylization data and supporting a wide range of LoRA-based style models. This expands the toolkit for creative and automated image processing workflows. Vector databases and context handling in RAG. Retrieval-augmented generation. Setups depend heavily on reliable vector databases and embeddings. Users report frustration with default embedding pipelines, often finding that LLMs fail to recognize or utilize custom knowledge bases or injected files. The root cause often lies in inconsistent or poorly tuned embedding models and vector stores. The community is actively seeking robust, reproducible configurations, particularly for Windows and Docker-based environments running a Llama Open Web UI and popular LLMs like Four and Qwen. Sharing of successful setups and tuning parameters is in high demand, as is clarity around Model Context Protocol, MCP, best practices. A related challenge is providing LLMs with niche dependency source files and documentation as critical context. For projects with private or poorly documented dependencies, ensuring that agentic tools actually pull in and use these custom classes rather than defaulting to well-known libraries remains an open problem. Strategies under consideration include explicit marking of essential files, customizing the context window, and leveraging specialized agentic frameworks designed for deep contextual integration. Model collaboration multi-agent critique pipelines. The idea of turn-based multi-model critique, where one model generates a solution and another critiques it in rounds, gains traction as a strategy for improving answer quality, especially in code generation. While similar to thinking models or chain of thought prompting, the explicit round-robin critique offers the potential for more robust refinement, particularly in offline or privacy-conscious local setups. The community is actively exploring open-source implementations of these critique pipelines, with a focus on applications in coding and technical problem-solving. 3D urban modeling. Faster and cheaper methods. A research team from Waterloo Engineering introduces a method for generating large-scale 3D models of urban areas using only 2D aerial photographs, leveraging a technique called Gaussian splatting. This method replaces the labor-intensive manual 3D modeling process with an automated pipeline that converts hundreds of satellite images into detailed, photorealistic 3D cityscapes. Gaussian splatting works by constructing scenes from millions of tiny ellipsoids, akin to blobs of ink, that capture color and lighting detail. The result is a system that can quickly produce assets for urban planning, architectural visualization, or even film production, dramatically reducing both time and cost. Open source engines and APIs for power users. Performance and extensibility are driving factors in open source engine development. Helion, a modern Doom engine written in C#, is designed to handle the most complex community-made maps with ease. By moving away from traditional BSP tree rendering and instead leveraging static rendering with dynamic state management, Helion optimally utilizes modern GPUs, making even the most demanding Doom maps playable on older hardware. Support for multiple WAD formats and cross-platform compatibility, Windows, Linux, further broadens its appeal for both retro gaming and technical experimentation. On the API front, Projects like ElMarina 2 API enable streamlined, containerized access to LLM and image generation endpoints, complete with robust authentication, cookie pools for session management, and proxy support. These tools are geared toward developers wanting to deploy AI-powered chat and image generation services behind secure, scalable APIs, with deployment options ranging from Docker to cloud platforms like Zebra and Render. Privacy data. Outside the AI technical sphere, privacy and user rights issues remain in the spotlight. Airlines Reporting Corporation, ARC, a data broker owned by major airlines, has been found selling U.S. travelers' flight records, including names, itineraries, and financial details, to Customs and Border Protection, with contractual clauses requiring the government not to disclose the source. This revelation has sparked renewed debate about data privacy, transparency, and the role of large corporations in facilitating government surveillance. In the hardware world, John Deere faces both a class action and a federal antitrust lawsuit over restrictions on repairing its agricultural equipment. The ongoing legal battle has drawn bipartisan support and signals a potential shift in the landscape for right-to-repair advocacy, challenging entrenched manufacturer control and affirming consumers' rights to fix their own machines. AI in games, science, and Sudoku mastery. AI continues to push boundaries in both entertainment and science. A deep learning model has achieved 100% accuracy in solving Sudoku puzzles, matching human performance and surpassing previous AI benchmarks. This milestone, while playful, underscores the progress in symbolic reasoning and problem solving by neural networks. Meanwhile, in particle physics, QCD sum rule calculations provide new support for the existence of zero-plus fully charmed tetraquark states, aligning theoretical mass predictions with experimental findings from the LHCb experiment. These exotic hadrons, free from light quark contamination, offer an ideal testbed for probing the dynamics of heavy quark interactions, a reminder that AI-driven research continues to be intertwined with advances in fundamental science.